the Bristol Cable Podcast.
My name is Koel Mukherjee. I'm a media coordinator for the Cable. So I wrote the piece about a Bengali Hindu reformer who's buried in Bristol, but who's not known by a lot of people in the city. So I've always seen that there's this really big tomb in Arnos Vale, and I was always told, like, by my relatives that it was a monument to a Bengali guy who died here. The guy whose monument it is a massive figure in Bengal and in India as a whole. He was really influential in creating the Bengali Renaissance reform movement, like campaigning for women's rights and just social justice in general. And he's quite a complicated figure because he worked with the British Empire, but he was also trying to help people and, you know, founding new religious movements. He was a bit of a Renaissance guy, a bit of a polymath. So he's really interesting. And obviously he died here, but a lot of Bristolians have no idea who he is or how massively important he is. So obviously I know about the big tomb in Arnos Vale. So I went there, I set up a meeting with somebody who works at Arnos Vale, who's involved in a lot of the sort of cultural events that they do. And we had a nice long chat. And then she told me about all these interesting Bristol links I had no idea about, that he actually came here to meet with a Unitarian minister. And he sort of made links with different religious people around the world and sort of shared ideas. So he came to visit London and then he came to Bristol for that and just unfortunately died of meningitis here. And what I didn't know is that there's actually sort of little memorials to him all over the city. There's a statue in College Green. There's a road named after him in Stapleton. I had no idea. So then I had this idea to go and take pictures of every single one of those memorials and kind of have them all in the article. So yeah, after that chat, basically my boyfriend has a really fancy camera. So we spent a sort of half a day going around Bristol and taking pictures. There's a big painting of him in the Bristol Museum. So we got permission to take a picture of that. And and then we went out to Stapleton and saw the house where he died, and we took a picture of the road. And then we ended up talking to a couple who live opposite, asking them if they knew anything about who owns the house now and things like that, because it used to be owned by the Carpenter family, who were sort of really big names in Bristol at the time, in the 19th century. And then we had a really nice chat with these people, and it was a lovely process. Every year they try and have a memorial service in Arnos Vale on the anniversary of his death. So Indians come to that, Indian journalists come to that. Basically, the lady was saying they try to incorporate him into all of their tours and all their all the education they do with children. I just had no idea that he was commemorated in so many places around the city. And, people probably walk past his statue or his painting or the road name a lot and have no idea who he is. I thought it'd be quite interesting for people to sort of find out about someone who's on their doorstep, basically. I studied Bengali history a bit for my master's as well, so I was kind of drowning in knowledge about this guy, and it was kind of challenging to keep it to the word count and make sure it's just information that people in Bristol will find relevant and something they can connect with. I have so much wider context about him, about the British Empire and stuff like that, but I had to make sure that I didn't just go off on huge tangents. I had to do a lot of drafts, just sort of sticking to the spirit of this particular article. So we try and include a foreign language article in each edition. I speak Bengali, and my mum and sister read and write Bengali really well, so I kind of planned out in my head kind of the tone I was going for so that it was consistent with both languages. But I had to talk to my mum because, again, I don't know spellings. She lives in Bexhill, so not anywhere near here, so we communicated on the phone a lot. It was a nice family effort. The article will be published in both languages side by side, so people can sort of look at them both and compare them, especially if someone speaks Bengali. Hopefully it'll be a nice experience.